Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Monday, June 5th. 2023. Sarah, Vinny, Brinny, and Alex. Hello and happy Monday. Oh my God, it's the best. Today on the regular main show, we were talking about the, I don't know what they're called, the sexcapades, the sex.
Oh, the Olympics. Sex, yeah.
Yeah. That's like, interesting. I love that Sweden is doing this. So, Vinny, the story is that they're doing the European sex games and they've got like 16. Different varieties of sex or categories of sex?
Yeah, so Sweden registered sex as a sport. So it's not Olympic related at all, but it is a sport now. And we'll host the first ever sex championships. So I brought it up on the regular air, and it is one of those conversations that gets difficult as you start getting into it. But
yeah, because you want to talk about, like, he licked pussy so fast, it was like his tongue was the vibrator.
The flying mushroom slap.
Sure. Oh, my God. Not everyone can do one of those. I had so many, like, ideas and thoughts about this thing. Like, I mean, would there be demonstrations of, like, the jackhammer?
Remember, I believe there will be, yes. Like, I think that this isn't for someone who likes missionary for 5 minutes and then wants to be in the other room cleaned up 10 minutes later. Like, this is not for you. It's a lot more structured than you think, though, too. So it's not just an excuse to have an orgy. They actually say here the championships being organized by the Swedish Sex Federation. Oh. It's open to anyone from any European country. This year's competitors will have already been chosen. 20 representatives from different European countries will take part. The championship will last a few weeks, with daily competitions lasting for 6 hours.
Nice.
Wow.
Each individual participant will engage for up to 1 hour daily, depending on their abilities or skill level.
Are they doing, like, each person has to compete in, like, all 16 of these things?
It doesn't say, but that wouldn't make sense. I think that it would make more sense for certain people to do certain events, you know, like someone has their specialty. In no sport anymore is there anyone who's doing anything so well-rounded that they do it all. Like, everything's specialized now.
That would be a true Casanova, wouldn't it be?
Maybe.
That'd be amazing. Does it say anything about the partner?
That's my question, too. Thing? Yeah. Who's getting hammered?
Who's getting hammered? And am I saying to my husband, I'm sorry, dear, but you know I'm fucking great at that one thing, and I have to go do it to this judge.
I have to believe, because they don't say it here in the story. Now, we can certainly look up more detailed storylines on this, and it's coming.
I would like to know about this, yeah. Is it coming? Yeah. That's fantastic. That's part of the money shot put event.
According to organizers, the focus on sex as a sport is on maximizing pleasure. So the more pleasure your partner experiences, the more points you get. Is acting involved in that?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. If it's your partner that you're like, you want your guy who's licking your pussy to win, so you just fake one. And listen, orgasm under scrutiny, incredibly difficult.
Also, like, is squirting like a sign of extreme pleasure? Or is that, what is that? To you, what is that?
Or are you just peeing? I don't know, Vin. I've definitely seen porno where someone is for sure squirting a stream and it's fully like just going. And what was that one we saw where the girl's squirting or the guy's has their fans on the wall? And
well, that was a how-to.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Then down the line on The Secret Show, you've told us you've done it. So it's, yeah. I'm curious, is it like part of the orgasm experience where it's the best one you've ever had?
It's or
is
it just good.
Another thing that happened that you went, I don't know, I couldn't do it again if I tried, or, oh yeah, I can do that on demand.
I can't predict it, and I don't do it on demand or anything, but I will say that it happened, and I think I said this at the time, the times it's happened, it's been the second or third orgasm. Almost like
lucky.
Almost like you've had to work a little harder for it, and when it finally gets there, it's like a feels like a bigger release,
a bigger reward.
And John's all excited by it and stuff, and it's
of course
just a mess. I'm like, oh
well,
my
yeah,
God,
I would totally dig that too.
Fucking profound.
It seems like that's a female anatomy thing then, because for a guy, or I should say for this guy, the biggest pop is the first one. Like, that's the one where you're going to go shoot for distance and for load. Like, the second one, that's
it's
when...
It's a dribbler.
It's much less... If you get there at all, it's a lot less of a pop and more of a, well, dribbler, as you say.
Well, the thing about the second and future orgasms for me, I'm only speaking for me, is that the first one's fairly easy to get. Like it happens, and it's, you know, isn't it nice?
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm Dining Set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bob-a-pedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bob-a-pedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the modular Bob sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Meet your moment of calm. Primally Pure just expanded their Blue Tansy collection, and the new Blue Tansy Body Butter is already a ritual rooted in real life. It's cloud soft, it melts into the skin, and it's made from scratch with real biocompatible ingredients your body actually recognizes. Grass-fed tallow to fortify your skin barrier, mango and shea butters to replenish moisture, and beeswax for a breathable layer of protection. For mornings that feel full, for days that don't go as planned, for moments that seem chaotic, return to calm with skin that feels restored, protected, and buttery soft.
Usually, generally speaking, that's enough. There's more work involved in it. In fact, you have to be careful with the for me, you have to be careful with the second one because you can rub it out too hard. Like, you can actually have a sore clit for, it takes more work.
Sense, yeah.
So you got to be really careful, and it's got to be like a long, slow buildup.
Super
I don't
sensitive.
Always have the freaking patience for that. It is really sensitive. Like, it takes time. You can't get right on it. You got to work it. I mean, some people, they got the time for that. You know, I ain't got no time for that shit.
I pulled up the Swedish Sex Federation.
Oh, yes.
And unfortunately, it's all in Swedish.
Oh, that sucks, Beavis. Oh. Can Google translate that for you?
I'm just going to keep moving on to find one that actually is readable. Let's see.
That's fun.
Swedish, English.
Well, I think that that's...
There's a little option in the top right-hand corner to change it to English, Vin.
Oh.
Did you click on... Oh, you're right. You're right. Sorry, my bad. I was quickly went, what the hell? Okay.
I wonder if we're hearing this, but what we're not hearing is that it's like Swedish porn star competition. Is this
to
normal
me,
people? How would you even know that you were the best?
To me, that's... I think that there's probably people who fancy themselves the best. But yeah, porn stars are the ones who can actually be in front of a bunch of people with cameras on. And I have interviewed, haven't done it really here, but in Eugene, there were porn stars that came through Oregon to do strip club shows. And so they, as part of the promotion, they would come through and do the morning show I was hosting.
That's
so
fun.
I got to interview a few of them, and it's, they never, well, I'll tell you a couple things. One, they were actually very complimentary towards the men, like, saying these guys are studs, like they can keep it hard, do it for as long as needed, and then finish on basically command.
Funny.
And that is, you know, they've certainly been through it where it hasn't gone as it should. So you know when guys are pro and can do the whole thing in one take and get it all done and finish and blast them in the face and everything.
Hot.
They've checked every, you know, thing that needs to be done. And it's like,
you got it all on film. You can blow your load in her face now. Go for it, guys.
Like, the guys who can do that are few and far between. And that might be why you see the same guys in porn all
right.
the time.
Hey, isn't that the whole Dirk Diggler thing? Wasn't that the Marky Mark? Wasn't that the name
of
that guy?
Yeah, I thought that was a takeoff on John Holmes, wasn't it?
I don't know. I have no idea. But that was Boogie Nights, and that was like the whole thing was all the girls like wanted to fuck this guy because he was so good at it and knew how to make everything happen when it was supposed to happen. And that's funny.
I don't remember that movie well enough to comment on what they were. But either way, that has been the case. But I've also, one of the girls was like, she had cut or manicured her nails into like knives. And I look at
that
him
so
going,
she wouldn't have to bang anybody's asshole with her fingers.
It's exactly why she did that to her. She said, there's one guy that we work with all the time that once the camera's on, he will try to get you to. And she said, so I did this to my nails so that I don't have, he will not ask me to do that.
Oh.
And I went, whoa.
Wow.
And I often have wondered, I know that porn's a pretty seedy business. We know that, right?
Yeah.
But I've often wondered, so once the camera's on, are these guys essentially getting away with things they didn't agree on because they know this person's gonna be like, well, the camera's on. I can't exactly, I mean,
what am I gonna do now?
What does that do to my so-called career if I yell cut in the middle of the scene? Like, I don't know. I don't know how that works, actually. But
right,
I know
if,
this lady
yeah.
put knives on her, you know, fingers so that
so she could give you a big middle finger.
Her co-star would not bother her with that anal stuff.
Yeah,
and
I'm
I was
not
like,
doing
Jesus.
That.
Well, that's one way to.
Well, and if she got mad at him, she could rake his back up too.
Sheesh.
Sweet.
Anyway, I don't know who ends up being the select. I'm looking at this story and I'm not seeing who, like, they don't have pictures of the athletes.
Well,
I don't know.
I'm excited to hear
there's a lot of information
more about this. If it comes up, I mean, maybe this is one of those things that fades away, but it is kind of funny to think about, like, what are the different categories of, you know, is it stand up fucking? Is it, you know,
I think
underwater
it's all of it.
Fucking?
Yeah. So you have to sign up through the Swedish Sex Federation. And then there's a lot of studying. Like, you have to learn theoretically how it works. And you learn this with your clothes on before you apply it in practice.
Oh.
So, yeah, there's a lot of education involved behind this.
That's boring.
No.
I imagine deep throating is an extreme skill, right? For a lady who can make a whole thing disappear.
Right.
Imagine that. Yeah, I don't know.
Will they have, like, the winter sex games, or how does that...
Oh, I get it. Like,
I'm working. I don't get it.
They're ice skating.
Hold on, let me just give you a drum anyway.
They're ice skating.
Thank you.
There's some curling happening. Curling. That's a finger joke.
Thank you, Sarah, for saving me on that one. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I do what I can.
You know. I mean, you know, there's always
talk about mishaps. My top mishaps. So
there's nothing wrong with a little hand in a blowjob, and in fact, that the fingers right up by the mouth and snapping on the head can be extremely pleasurable, but
it doesn't say anything about oral sex on this.
It's definitely part of it.
It's gotta be. Like, that's what are you kidding? Like, that's the whole, a girl will put her whole hand in the way so you don't go down her throat too far. Like, that's you don't need the
whole
hand.
Go ahead, grab my ears. I've got both hands on this sucker.
Except you realize that's their way of saying it's going that far. The end.
Any deeper than that, I might yak on your chaunch.
They say this federation, they actively want to change the view of sex. So they mentioned there's various studies that show that 30% of women have never experienced orgasm. So that's where they're there to train you first.
Well, girls should have orgasms.
And then if you get really good at this, you compete.
I see.
On a higher level.
So maybe you go through the training and they're like, oh, you're in.
Oh, you're good.
And this person, you're out.
Yeah. You're natural.
Well, we'll keep an eye on it. It's fun. There was so much I wanted to say about it, but that, you know, there we are on the air.
Yeah, the mood definitely got killed.
Yeah. Well, we don't have a million hours left, so I think I'll do this one. There's a chick, you know, she's like one to watch, in my opinion. Her name is Sydney Sweeney. And if you ever saw the Handmaid's Tale, she was Nick's first wife. She was like, you know, like some 15-year-old that he married. That show is so twisted. And then the next time I saw her was on the first season of The White Lotus. And she's great in that. She's this snotty little privileged white
What's her
girl.
Name again?
Sydney Sweeney. So she's also in the show Euphoria, which is the one where the high school kids have a bunch of sex and take a bunch of drugs. Mm-hmm. So, and she does that in the show. So,
and she's playing a high school kid in that.
She is.
She looks way older than that in this picture I pulled up, but okay.
Yeah. She plays in The White Lotus. She's like maybe 16 or 17, and she's pulling that, but I'm with you. Like, I feel like she's looking a little old for that, but, you know, lighting's everything.
They say she's 25 in this thing that came up, so she's not that far off, but
no, she's not. And I don't know when they shot the first season of Euphoria. Maybe it was 4 years ago. I don't know. But it's funny because there's a story about her today that made me think, holy fuck, if you had a daughter, how would you want this to go? So this is for you and Bryn.
Okay.
All right.
But kind of especially for you, Vin, because your daughter's starting to have stinky armpits. Like, here's the thing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Nobody tell her that.
All right, go on. All right, I'll try not to. Although Bryn did make the point that you also hit puberty really early.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't know that she's early. I think there are a lot of people who would say that she's where kids are now.
Mm.
And I don't know if that's
from... They do say they're maturing faster.
Yeah, I don't
know
what...
Girls faster than boys, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Bryn said there was a kid, in your school.
A good friend of mine that was like buff. And he was like, at 11, he was just like, he had a six pack, full armpit hair. He would show us his pubes down there just because he wanted to. And all of us were like, whoa.
Wow, that's really cool.
Why do you have all that hair down there?
Why do you have so much hair
down
there?
But dude was like, he was ripped. He was strong.
I'm
we were
totally
all just
ripped.
Like,
I'm 11 and I'm going to fucking kill you.
We were skin and bones. Basketballing with him was not cool.
Well, I don't know any about that. I definitely wasn't, you know, buff or anything, but I grew hair on my man zone in third grade.
Oh,
whatever age that is.
Well, it's about your daughter's age.
Yeah, it's eight.
Mm-hmm.
So, actually.
Okay, go on.
Is she in third grade? Did she just finish the third grade?
She's finishing third grade right now.
Wow. Damn, time flies. Anyway, if your daughter was, and you don't have to think that she's a hot piece of ass, but many people's daughters are hot pieces of ass.
Okay.
And let's say your daughter's an actress and she's a hot piece of, luckily she's not a porn actress, right? But then she gets a part on Euphoria. And even though I've never watched Euphoria, I feel like I know that it's about these teen sex and drugs parties.
Mm-hmm.
So if your daughter was in the show Euphoria, and think about, mm-hmm. you know, your kids, you guys, would you, as the father, want to know ahead of time that the kid was naked and having sex scenes so that you could say, congratulations, I'm never watching that? Or would you watch it and say, congrats on being an artist?
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
I feel like we've all been taught to be scared of the sun. Avoid it, reapply constantly, cover up immediately. But recently, I started questioning that. The sun actually plays a role in things like your mood, sleep, and hormones. So I'm not avoiding it anymore. I'm just more intentional about what I put on my skin when I'm in it. A lot of conventional SPFs are filled with things like hormone-disrupting chemicals, seed oils, and synthetic ingredients. So I started looking for something simpler. That's what led me to Primally Pure's SPF. It's super minimal, only 9 ingredients, using non-nano zinc, plus really nourishing things like tallow and mango butter. I've been using their sun cream, and it honestly feels more like skincare than sunscreen. Lightweight, not chalky, and just easy to wear. So if you've been rethinking your sunscreen, Primally Pure is one of the best places to start.
Well, I would not want to watch my daughter do a sex scene, but I would be proud of her for achieving success in her chosen craft.
Yeah.
And I would be happy to know that she's, you know, if she's happy, then I'm happy. But no, I'm not watching that. And no, I wouldn't want to say, well, my daughter's a hot piece of ass. Did you see that sex scene? Come on, everybody. No, I wouldn't do that either.
That's so awful.
Nope.
To think that.
Well, her primary gig is acting, not porn acting, right? Like sex acting. It's not necessarily
a porn.
So if you're watching, like, let's say Game of Thrones and that hot redhead, she's actually a character, but she has a sex scene.
Yeah.
It's a little different. I mean, I'd like to know.
You'd want to know ahead of time, though, so you could, like, cover your eyes.
Some warning.
So, Sydney Sweeney, who is a hot piece of ass, she's in Euphoria, and she did not tell her dad that when he watched, he would be watching her have sex. And he was horrified and ran away. She and her grandfather was watching, too. So they weren't prepared. She had not prepared them for the sexual content. So there's a ton of sex and nudity in HBO's Euphoria. And I guess it's on the Max app now. I don't know why they had to change the name. So it's something that Sydney Sweeney wanted to watch. She's on. She probably should have warned her dad and grandpa about, and she didn't. And because of that, they actually walked out the first time they tried to watch the show. Here's what she said.
My mom visited me on set quite a few times, so she, like, knew the story, and I talked to her a lot about it. My dad didn't. Yeah, I didn't prepare my dad at all. how do you bring up a conversation? And also, when I talk to my dad, it's usually not about work. It's just, hey, dad. And we talk, like, father-daughter conversations. So he decided he was going to watch it without telling me, with his parents. My dad and my grandpa turned it off and walked out.
So while the dad and the grandpa couldn't deal, grandma was fine with it.
My grandma's a good, she's a big supporter of mine. She's a big fan of mine. I bring her usually all over the world to my different sets and I make her an extra. She was.
Oh, that's fun.
You know, that's not, I'm sure your parents, your dad and your grandpa are big supporters too. They just don't want to watch you get loose with some dude on camera. That's all.
Yeah. There comes a point where a dad should stop seeing his daughter naked and definitely not see her in that way. Yuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, look, I've said this before, and now that my daughter's older, I will repeat it. I'm not against her having real life experiences. Is 9 too young? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But do I want her to have normal, friendly, respectful first kiss, first, you know, all the things? Yes, absolutely. I want
healthy,
her to do those things.
Consensual teenage interactions.
I want them to be normal and not, you know, thrust upon her in a rapey way, but in a way that she's curious, he's curious, however.
And that she's in control of and has decided that that is okay with her.
And yet you want no part of it, right?
Right.
No, I want no part of it. And I don't want to walk in on that, but
right.
I want it to be of the age appropriate. You know, I think a first kiss is, you know, in that teenage area and everything else will follow as... If she's got I put it this way, and I wasn't this guy. I was a puke that partied too much and was not someone that a family went, hey, welcome into our family. Come on vacation with us. No one did that for me, I should say. But what I'm saying is if there's a young man that she's experiencing her teenage years with, I wouldn't be against that. I would rather her be with someone that's cool, that's respectful, that the family likes, that is, I would rather that than it be some barf bag like me that was like, well, I also need to go to keggers and smoke pot and bang,
bang
her on the hood of your
car. On the hood of the car.
Right.
My Porsche.
Oh, man. She left an ass-sized dent in the front of his Porsche.
So, anyway, I do think that that's normal stuff. I just... As far as seeing her do that stuff, I'm not interested. So no, I would pass. You want to see Riley in a love scene?
Oh no, nope. I don't want to cross his mind when he's having sex, and I don't want him to cross my mind when I'm having sex.
John, Riley's
worlds.
Cock looks just like yours. He's a chip off the old block.
He's so lucky to have a cock like yours, hon. Okay.
All right.
Let's go. We're done. I think our work here is done. It is fun to talk, to be able to talk loosely about some of these shows that we can't really. I like the sex games. I think that's fun. All right. Anytime you want to talk to us, you just have to send us an email. And if you'd like, include your phone number on there. Maybe we have some extra questions. Bryn, Bryn, at, boy, you're sending so many emails, at RadioAlice.com. Have a great day. We'll see you back here on Tuesday.
The end. Okay.